According to polls, Utahns want Medicaid expansion. The 53rd House District, which includes Summit County, has about 5,000 people, or 13.4%, who are uninsured. In District 54, Wasatch County, there are 7,300 people, or 17.4%, without health insurance. Utah Decides is an advocacy group collecting signatures to put the issue on November's ballot. Director Riley Curtis says Robert Spendlove's HB 472 only covers up to 100% of the poverty level. She says Utah has missed out on tax dollars to help pay up to 90% of Medicaid expansion costs.
The Utah Decides Healthcare Ballot Initiative has a increase on the state sales tax of 0.15%. So that's from 4.7% to 4.85%. That will increase, or that will generate $90 million in state-funded taxes. So that will generate $90 million. So that's the state's 10% of the cost to cover the program. And that $90 million investment will draw down over $800 million in federal funds every year to cover the cost of this program. And those are tax dollars that we have been sending to D.C. for 5 years and not been getting the maximum amount back.
District 54 Representative Tim Quinn says expanding Medicaid in increments is a more prudent path. He says some states regret approving the full expansion because federal funding has not always come through.
We have to look at the cost, and many will argue, yeah, but it's 90% paid for by the federal government, only 10% paid for by the state. There are states out there who adopted that full Medicaid expansion years ago who now are wishing that they hadn't because the payments from the federal government are not as consistent and not to the level that they thought they would be. So now the state has to come up with the funding difference. So we look at it in a reasonable way and not just say, hey, let's go all the way up to 135% of the poverty level. Let's do this incrementally.
Curtis says data shows states that expand Medicaid to the full 138% have lower health care costs.
But, I mean, we've got economic data from research in Utah that showed, you know, if we brought that $800 million back to the state, 3,000 to 4,000 new jobs would be created in the healthcare sector. You know, cost shifting onto consumers, what happens is these people who are uninsured currently go to emergency rooms or hold off care until they're too sick and maybe they're at stage 4 cancer instead of stage 1, so they're way more costly to treat. And hospitals have to see them, and then the hospitals write the cost off to the health insurance companies, and then the health insurance companies cost shift that onto your consumers. And so that's why, you know, in states that have expanded access to Medicaid, their marketplace premiums on average are 17% lower than in states that have not expanded Medicaid.
Quinn says that economic argument was made when the ACA was passed 8 years ago, but he doesn't think expanding Medicaid to the full 138% will bring costs down for everyone.
Well, and that argument can be made, but that argument was made when Obamacare was introduced, the Affordable Care Act, back in 2010, that if everyone was insured, then everyone's cost would go down. And we know that that was not what bared out over the next 8 years. Our health insurance costs have risen astronomically to the point to where many, many families in Utah are paying more for their health insurance than they do for their mortgage.
Curtis says there are a number of Republicans who support the Utah Cares ballot initiative.
Historically speaking, you know, Governor Herbert proposed his own version of Medicaid expansion the last couple of years. The Senate had supported both that version and a traditional expansion version. But speaking specifically about this ballot initiative, Republican Representative Ray Ward is a signatory on our ballot initiative. Republican Senator Brian Shiazawa, who both of which are medical providers, he was an original signatory on our ballot initiative as well.
Advocates of full expansion say that Utah has no hope of a partial Medicaid expansion program getting signed off by the Trump administration. However, Representative Spendlove says times have changed and he thinks Utah has a willing partner in the federal government. Utah Cares needs 113,146 signatures in 26 of the 29 Senate districts by April 16th to qualify for November's ballot. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.